Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Good Thursday morning. This is Chris Evans with the Crittenden Press. Today's press day, newspapers on the streets, lots of information in our 12-page edition of the newspaper this week. Just kind of give you some idea of what you can expect from this week's issue. If you do not subscribe, grab one at one of our various vendors around town. You can get them at the convenience stores, gas stations, and drug stores. A lot of places in Marion, Salem, and Fredonia. This week, my front page column op-ed piece is about the new requirements the county is going to need to fulfill for security at the soon-to-be-open new judicial center. Now, that will open, if it opens as planned, next spring, sometime in maybe April or May of 2027. But already plans are being made on how the county is going to hire enough people to work as security officers. This new building is equipped with enhanced state-of-the-art security equipment, and procedures will have to follow suit, and there will have to be a large number of bailiff / security guard people who will be working the doors, working inside of the building, providing security during proceedings, and even on days that there are no proceedings. These requirements are spelled out by the AOC, the Administrative Office of the Court. And where we currently have two or three security guards on court day and one on non-court days, there will be a greater requirement. You'll need to read my column in this week's press and see how this might affect you, because if they can hire enough deputies for the pay that the AOC provides, then the burden will fall upon taxpayers. Again, that's in the Crittenden Press. Also, speaking of taxes, the Board of Education has proposed a slight increase in the tax rate for 2026. Now, that will take effect on taxes you pay starting this fall in October, November, when your taxes are due. And they're requesting, again, a small tax rate increase, which will raise taxes by a little over 3% overall. And that falls below the threshold that the state requires any taxing district that raises taxes more than 4% to be subject to recall. In other words, voters could say, we're not going to do that. But this falls below that 4% threshold, and the school board is asking for, again, it's just a fractional increase in the rate, but it will raise about $160,000 more dollars, taking their general fund revenue from taxes from 2.7 to just over $2.8 million in 2026, based on these proposed figures. Now, a final decision on that will not be made until the September regular board meeting, and you can get that information when it will be in this week's Crittenden Press as well. We also have a follow-up on a recent school board meeting. Still a good bit of concern from the public about staffing and some other issues. You can read all about that in this week's Crittenden Press. Also, County Attorney Bart Frazier says that he plans to retire in a few weeks, and that will leave that position open for the rest of the year. And it looks like a very likely possibility, most natural way to fill that position for the rest of his term. will be with County Attorney-elect Chad Nelson, who does not have any competition in the general election in November after winning the Republican primary over Bart Frazier in the spring. So it looks like Chad will likely be appointed to that position as Bart retires from his county attorney post. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more in just a moment.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
We're going to get to sports here in just a moment, but first I want to give you a little teaser, if you will. I'm going to have on our interview here at the end of today's program the new SRO, School Resource Officer, out at the Crittenden County Elementary School. And it's a woman, Amy Santiago, who will become the first female Crittenden County deputy in county history, as far as we know. I don't think there has ever been one. We have had a female law enforcement officer in the city, but never one in the county as a deputy. And these SROs are county deputies. So we're going to hear from her in just a moment, get some background, and welcome her to our community. In local sports, the Rocket middle school football team, now 0-2 on the season after losing at Madisonville North in a close game that kind of got out of hand late on Monday night, will be at home against South Hopkins. Kickoff is at 5:30 p.m. Now, the Rocket football team will be on the road tomorrow night on Friday over in Union County. Both teams come into this game looking for their first win. Crittenden County opened the season last week against Marshall County with a loss at Rocket Stadium, and Union County lost to Madisonville in its opener last week. In soccer action, the Lady Rockets beat Lyon County for a district victory on Tuesday night. So the Rocket soccer team is rolling this year, led by Adri Berry, who is already breaking records. You can read all about that in this week's Crittenden Press as well. Let's take another short break, and we'll be right back and hear from Deputy Amy Santiago.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
So I am in the office of the elementary school with the new SRO, Amy Santiago, and she has a fascinating story, and I'm just going to let her tell it. She spent a lot of time around military bases and has been in security and law enforcement for many years. So, Amy Santiago, tell us your story.
Hi, it's good to meet you today. I started out in law enforcement. I did almost about a year. Got to meet my husband, and when I met my husband, we'd left before I got to go to the academy.
Mm-hmm. Where was that at?
That was in Danville, West Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, so I worked there. I had missed the academy, and then we moved to Alaska. So once,
what part of Alaska?
Anchorage, Alaska. We lived in a little town called Eagle River. So we lived there, moved around to many, many places. I've had the pleasure of going to Korea, Romania, Colorado. Colorado is where I had started my armed security profession. I had worked with the Colorado Police Department through Allied Universal. So they had those 5-hour response times and they just needed some help. So we come in and we secured buildings and helped around the city. When time come around to where we had to move, we was moving to Kentucky. So at that time we had got a contract through Allied again for the DCBS in Hopkinsville.
And that's the
Child and Family Services. Yes, sir. So when we went through there, it was mainly a lot of kids that was misplaced that didn't have places to go. So they were in hotels and cabins. Mm-hmm. And it was more of the tendency for those kids that would harm themselves or others. So I had the pleasure of taking that position. That to me was one of the best positions I could have ever had.
So that's kind of planted the seed for where you are now then.
It absolutely did. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. So then you got into just daily law enforcement, didn't you, down in Trigg County? Is that after this? Or don't let me get you out of sync here.
Oh, no. So I had went through that, and I was also working for FEMA. I was working both jobs at one time. Mm-hmm. And both those contracts went out at the same time. And when they did, Sheriff Acree had gotten in contact with me.
In Trigg County.
Mm-hmm. And I started working with them in Trigg. They sent me to the police academy. I just graduated August 20th. And then here I am coming over to you guys. And I'm so excited to be here.
That's great. So what do you anticipate this will be like working with these young children, elementary school age children?
Oh, I see nothing. I see nothing but fun, really. You know, I'm excited to see everyone and learn everyone's name and faces and come in here and see what good works I can do through this school and then hopefully through the community as well.
Well, I don't know if you know for sure. You probably do. Someone has probably told you. But you are the first Crittenden County deputy that is a female. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Broke the gender barrier here.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Yeah. I'm so excited. I hope that everyone's excited to have me. And I'm really, really hoping to put that positive outlook there for the girls here to inspire them to break those barriers.
Sure.
And fight through things that most people don't think that they mm-hmm. were able to do.
Yeah. Now, we did have a law enforcement officer work for the city of Marion, Micah Crabtree, and you may have crossed paths with her before, but she was at Trigg County at one time.
She was. I've heard about her, but I don't know her personally. Mm-hmm.
So let's go a little deeper in your background. Just tell me where you grew up and what that was like.
I grew up in a little town called Griffithsville, West Virginia. It's small town, graduation of 500 from 7th grade to 12th grade. Uh-huh. So it was a small town. I grew up in tobacco fields and hay fields. Mm-hmm. And was raised by my father, so we were tomboys running around in the mud and dirt.
So you're well prepared for the environment here.
Yes, sir.
yeah, fit right in. Well, great. It's good to have you in the community, and appreciate giving us an opportunity to share your story and introduce yourself to Marion and Crittenden County. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.